Let's go now to Darwin, where the world-renowned musician Dr. G. Unipingo is being farewelled at a public memorial service this lunchtime. He died 2 months ago at the age of just 46. The Darwin Convention Centre has been brimming with family, friends and fans gathering to say goodbye to the much-loved artist. Lexi Metherell has been listening.
Dr. G's poetry throws open the doors to a pavilion of emotion spanning grief, wonder and the sheer joy of being alive at the fringe of the sea. Dr. G's art enlarges the world we carry within and adds an enriching complexity to our sense of identity as people. The rejoicing is our gratitude. I will never forget hearing his music echo through the streets of Sydney and Melbourne, transforming that foreign concrete jungle into somewhere safe and familiar.
Lord, I thank you for Nakonga Pipu. He's just watching from the heavenly window down on us here. We ask you in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
I'd now like to welcome Mr. Michael Unipingu to read a message from Her Majesty Queen Elizabeth II.
We have fond memories of his special performance at the Diamond Jubilee Concert at Birmingham Palace in London in 2012. Prince Philip joins me in sending our deepest sympathy to your families at this time.
There was no other ways of trying to proclaim or to say something to Australian people about the land, about the sea, about the Aboriginal spirituality and the genesis that he was representing, his own people, was through this music that he had.
Just some of the memorial service there for Dr. G. Unipingo in Darwin.